Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Well, today on the Brett Allen Show, we are chatting with actor, storyteller Jonathan Scheck about this brand new project, which is so cool. Here's the deal. It's your first lead role, which I want to talk about because you've done so many things. Blue Ridge, the series, which is set to premiere on Sunday, April 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern time on the Cowboy Way channel. Thanks for your time. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. So they say that it's my first lead role, but I've been on regular on television programs. But this is where the difference is. It's all centered around my character, Justin Wives, Sheriff Justin Wives.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what they mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you've been on, I can't even count how many television shows you've been on, not to mention your filmography. So, yeah, I mean, but I get it. They're like, this is like your first. Like we're the show, you're the lead, so to speak, and everything's focused on you. Well, let's talk about this because this is a great series. I've watched bits and pieces of it, what they've allowed me to see. And I feel like this is what people who consume content need because it's such a good story and the idea behind it is just fantastic. And it's based on the film too. And you're just expanding on this a little bit. How did you become interested in this project? What was it that drew you to it initially?
So in 2018, my son was going into grade school and I knew that I would have to make a move, whether be in California or find a place where we would pack up and move to. And me and my wife, my wife's from Nashville, Tennessee. So we packed up and we moved to Nashville, Tennessee after we met a couple different schools here and looked at houses. And we put a couple offers in, and our second offer went through. So we bought a house in Nashville, Tennessee. And when I did that, I decided that I would basically leave everything behind and start new. Cause the unknown has always been magical to me. Like I've walking into the unknown as an artist has always been the time when I've kind of found my way. And I contacted a friend of mine, Nick Gonzalez, who's an actor as well.
He's been on our show like three times. Nick is the best.
Nick has.
Yeah, he's been on our show. We had him for a couple of movies, and then we just had him for La Brea. Yeah, Nick is the best. Like, he's one of the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah, so I called him up, and I was like, Nick, you know, I think I need to find work a different way. And I said, I told him I've left my, you know, representation, starting anew, and he goes, I got this producer you should meet, Gary Wheeler. You guys would hit it off like nobody's business. And Gary called me and offered me a TV movie called Blue Ridge. It was going to be shot in Atlanta, in Georgia, northern Georgia, in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And it was about a man who left California and moved to a small southern town to be closer to his family. just like happened to me. And so that's where the movie came about. And then when we were making the movie, Gary was on the set and I kept telling him, like, I think this could be a series. You know, I think this feels like a series. Like Justin Wise feels like a great character that you could build a whole show around. And, you know, COVID hit after that. And Gary called me. He does it so much better, but he called me and said, Jonathan, look, everyone wants to turn this into a series, the Blue Ridge into a series. And I pause and I go, well, did they want to use me?
That's the best. I love it.
Yeah. And I was like, yes. And so everything took a long time because of the COVID and planning, and they had to write everything. And so I think it was 2022. we finally, you know, got, we shot last year, and we finished 6 episodes for the first season, and now we're gearing up for a second season.
Well, wow, so cool. Now, as a sidebar, you're still in Nashville, yes, in Tennessee. Yeah. I remember seeing you and DB Sweeney and Jay DeMarcus on his reality show. Now DB has been on the show. It's been a while. It was during right in the heart of COVID, and he was promoting Two Dumb Mix, his independent film. But I do remember seeing you on that show with Jay, and you guys were smoking cigars, and Rob. There's a bunch of you guys that were just all kicking it after playing golf. Am I remembering that correctly?
That is absolutely correct. Yep. I've been friends with Jay DeMarcus, and he's probably the main reason I'm here in Nashville.
Well, okay.
Obviously my wife, but he did introduce me to my wife. So
yeah, that's funny. 'Cause I remember seeing that series. I think it was just one season on Netflix, if I remember correctly. And you showed up and they're like, we're hanging out. We got done playing golf and we're in the basement and we've got Rob Riggle. We've got DB Sweeney, like all of these like people who I would consider to define like Hollywood and just all these veteran actors. And then you're there and I'm like, holy cow. What a group of people to be hanging out. Like it just like I see you and I recognize you obviously from certain things. You know, that thing you do, so on and so on, DC. But then I'm like, when I see you all together, it just fascinates me. Because what I think people don't get is you're just a normal person, like, but you happen to be in the industry. So you're there in Nashville now. You're working on these projects. I'm interested to know what your thoughts are. It's becoming pretty industry centered, yes, as far as like film and television. If I understand correctly, like there's a lot of things happening there.
There's a lot of talent here.
Yeah.
A lot of people, DB moved here recently as well.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. Everyone's moved. A lot of people have moved here over the last 2 years. They don't have the incentives here. That's one thing that I was working on until Blue Ridge happened. We have a coalition to get the incentives for Tennessee. They kind of make the Tennessee government realize that the film, there's an industry behind it, that we don't need Hollywood, that we can drive our own content and story, that we, you know, we don't want to be part of Hollywood. I mean, we don't mind working in Hollywood films, but you know, the Tennessee Film Commission, and we can create our own Hollywood here, basically center around, make another like Atlanta here. Call it Nashwood.
Nash Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta has become this mecca of film and television. Even I'm in Colorado, and even here, they're like starting to move productions here. I was in New Mexico for a long time. That was a huge part of the map as far as film and television. I want to ask, because you have been doing this for so long, and I consider to be a veteran in the industry, like you talked about Blue Ridge and your involvement in that. But for you, like at this stage of the game, like what are you looking for in a project when you are either approached, or you mentioned you've kind of gone the non-traditional way as far as representation. Like how does that process work for you now when you're looking at something and deciding if you want to be a part of it or not, either a straight offer or perhaps an audition, however it might shake?
Well, it all depends what it is. Like, you know, there's a Damien Chazelle movie that I wanted really bad. And I sent in an audition tape, and then I realized, like, I don't even know if Damien's going to see this. So I called him. I contacted him. I asked a couple friends of mine. They gave me his number. And then I flew out to Malibu, and I sat down and had lunch with him. Because he's someone that I really want to work with before this is all over. Now I have him as a friend. I still haven't worked with him yet, but he hasn't done any film since Babylon, which he obviously will. But I think that that's really what comes down to. I really want to work with people that I know, that I love, that I want to work with. And I mean, this Blue Ridge is the greatest experience I think I've ever had next to That Thing You Do. So working with Gary Wheeler and our crew and our people. I loved the environment that we set, the creative freedom that everyone had, the care about work hours, and, you know, just the grace amongst the crew and cast. It was just an incredible experience that I know that not all films are like that, but, you know, that thing you do, they set a precedent for me to be kind and in the first thing to be kind and professional. And that's what I found on Blue Ridge, is everyone was very kind and very professional.
So I love that.
That's what I look for. That's what I want.
Yeah. I think at this stage of the game for you, having had the experience and done the industry projects and the comic book stuff and all of that's great, but it has to feel good as an actor and as a storyteller and a creative to be able to settle into that space and really do projects that are important and meaningful, like to be able to do that. I want to ask about this project again, just having seen bits and pieces, having read so much about it and having it being on this particular network, there's a lot of themes and a lot of messages that I feel like, although there's the story of the drama and all of that, but there's also a lot of other things happening. Like for you, is there maybe one message or two messages? I don't know. Everybody's different, that you want viewers to be able to lean into and take away from when they do get a chance to watch, that you feel is important for people to get and to understand.
Well, Blue Ridge is very much like a Longmire.
Yeah.
The sheriff in a small town, something happens and I got to figure it out. By the end of the episode, I'm going to figure out something that's going on, or else, or things are going to get worse. But the difference is we're family friendly. So my 10-year-old, which is one reason I wanted to do it so much, is that my 10-year-old can watch it with me. There's not many shows that I can sit down and watch with my son.
Yeah, I have a 9-year-old, so I get it. Trust
yeah,
me.
So as much as I love Reacher, you know, I can't watch it with my kid.
No.
you could watch Reacher with your kid if they edited some things out, right?
Right.
Like, but for the most part, no, I'd be just pausing and, you know, things get kind of tense, sexual tension comes up, and that's not Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge has incredible tension, drama. There's violence. It's usually coming from these two fists or my foot. There's guns, but it's not over the top. There's no, you know, explicit, you know, splatters. You know,
like, yeah.
But I think people need to know that it's family friendly. And but it's not weak. Does that make sense? No, it's
not
weak. And that it's entertaining, number one. The most important thing is entertaining. It'll be entertaining to the people who watch Reacher for sure. And they won't have to kick somebody out of the room to watch the rest of it. Make sense?
Yeah, no, I had seen Reacher. We did covered press for it, and I felt like this season there was a lot of skin. You know, this time around they've definitely amped it up a little bit as far as that goes. But you know, that's that audience that they're going for, the books and that sort of thing. But the one thing I do like about this is that possibility does exist that I'll be able to watch this with my 9-year-old in the room and not have to rush him off to play his Switch or to go do something different, because it's not going to just be crazy and we can enjoy it. You have a child, you have a son. Does he show any interest in the industry? Has he watched other things that you've done? Maybe That Thing You Do or Legends? I mean, I don't know. Some actors have kids and they have zero interest. Some have a lot of interest.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think the Camdens really recognized it as like interested in doing it. You know, funny enough, David Arquette lives up the street from me.
Another and, former guest. That's great. You're just in the Mecca, man, of all the Hollywood folks. That's crazy.
Well, my son Camden and Charlie, his son, are best friends.
That's cool.
And Charlie's been doing plays, so he is interested in it at this age. But Camden just is not interested in the play part of the whole thing. And he hasn't shown any interest. He still wants to play professional football. You know, And he's the littlest kid on the team. But, you know, other than that, you know, he'll be a, he wants to be a pro athlete.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, one last question. And I think too, maybe, you know, there might be interest at some point, but are you mentally like, okay, if he does, he does. And if he doesn't, I would encourage it, but I'm okay with him maybe not necessarily getting involved. I mean, you've been in the business for a long time.
Yeah, I think the business is tricky, but if you don't need it, and you just rely on yourself to get, like, when I was able to do that, and the place that I live in now, I would like my son to pursue the journey that I've been on in the last 6 years of my life. The messy journey that I took, I wouldn't wish upon anyone. But that's not to say that everyone's journey in Hollywood is like mine.
Yeah, no, very well said. Well, I appreciate your time. And I just recently introduced my 9-year-old to that thing you do, had it going. He loves the music, and just the whole idea and concept of the film. I mean, he gets it. It's a lot of fun. I want to ask you, though, one question I promised about it, not to bombard you with all of it, but I do want to know, like, when you were making that film and doing that, did you have any sense of how much of a pop culture, like, feature that would be in the world? Like, did you have any idea, or was it just an idea, a film that you were making, and it was just something different that hadn't been done before?
Yeah, I wouldn't know the film history, whether it be something that was ever made, but it was Tom Hanks. And when you're around Tom Hanks, it's special. He hates to hear that, but everything that he touches turns to gold. And there's a reason why. It's because him. And so that, you know, I think that the producers and the people involved thought that the movie would be a bigger success at the time.
Oh, okay.
So what's happened in the last 25 years is it stood the test of time.
For sure.
And all the critics that put it down back then are now looking at it in a different way of seeing it stood the test of time and why and how special it really is. And for me personally, everyone always brings it up, and I love that they do, because I love the movie. I may be, you know, the stranger, the bad dude in it, you know, the jerk in it.
But maybe that's all relative, but yeah.
He's the artist, and he was very important for the storyline. It wouldn't have happened without Jimmy. So
nope.
But throughout my life, Jade and Marcus being one of them, I became very close friends with Jade and Marcus because of that thing you do. It was his band. And that was true with so many musicians that I met. They were like, that was my band. That was the band I grew up with. We broke up. We had one hit. Steven Stills. I mean, the list of people that tell me they love that movie and that it resonates with them, or, you know, they didn't break up because they watched the movie. Like, they stuck it out because they didn't want to have the same story told over and over again, that they stuck through it and didn't quit the band.
I love it. Yeah. I have to say, I don't know Jay. I've never interviewed him, but I knew him from East to West back in the day. Like, oh, that yeah. was like, I, when those guys were traveling, that was like, they were one of the hottest bands in gospel Christian music. I mean, those guys were massive, and it took me a long time to put it together that was him when I saw him with Rascal. That's so cool. So many great stories. I think this is great. I think when people get a chance to watch, they will just absolutely enjoy it. Blue Ridge, the series again, which is going to premiere on the Sunday, April 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern time on the Cowboy Way channel. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. This has been a pleasure chatting with you.
Been a pleasure talking to you too. Let's do it again soon. I'll bring Jada Marcus on here next time.
Oh, that would be a dream. Thank you so much. All right.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you!
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.